Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have made it to Friday. Welcome into the Lake Show. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO, abbreviated show tonight because we've got Twins baseball. Pregame starts at 8. They're on the West Coast, West Side. Happy to have you for the next couple of hours. We got some fun stuff to get into. Day 2 of the NFL draft. Roger Goodell about to kick it off here in just a couple of minutes. As it stands right now, the Minnesota Vikings do not have a second-round pick. But you never know what's going to happen with the Vikings. Maybe they'll try to find their way into the conversation with maybe a new player today. We will see how all of that plays out here over the course of the next couple of hours. But what we do know is that the Vikings made a couple of first-round selections yesterday. And there's something about yesterday's selections and just the NFL draft and us as Minnesota sports fans in general that I want to address. Whether you love, hate, lukewarm, however you feel about J.J. McCarthy, or however you feel about their other first-round pick, a phenomenal defensive player, Dallas Turner, however you feel about them, why would anybody with the NFL draft find themselves in a situation where they are already set to be negative about everything that transpired yesterday just because we don't know what the end results are going to be? Hello? Drafting is about projecting and hoping and looking forward to the future of your favorite team. It is not about having definitive analysis today. We don't know what the deal is. We just don't. At the end of the day, it's going to take time for us to find out whether J.J. McCarthy is going to be an elite quarterback. It'll be maybe a while for us to find out if Dallas Turner is going to be an elite pass rusher. Maybe we'll find out soon, quickly, that they're elite. We found out quickly that C.J. Stroud's pretty good. We found out pretty early that Joe Burrow's pretty good. We found out a lot of times about certain guys, and we're like, this guy's pretty good. Micah Parsons. So my point is, as somebody that sits here and talks about this and follows, and I'm a massive sports fan, as you guys know, I am not going to Denny Green crown him right now, but I'm not going to be in my feelings and down and out about it. Like, you can feel however you want to feel, but to have a definitive, like, oh, this is the worst thing that we've ever done, that's just a ridiculous take. How do you feel after what you saw last night? 651-461-9226. I feel good. And I'm not sitting here saying that if you feel bad about what they did, that you don't have every right to feel bad about what they did. But I feel like people will have certain feelings and takes, and there's no real justification for being depressed in this moment. It isn't. Dallas Turner, by all accounts, is arguably the best defensive player in the draft. And I know that the comeback will be, well, why was he on the board at 17? You know what? Because there was a run on wide receivers and there was a run on quarterbacks. That's why. J.J. McCarthy, well, you didn't get the best quarterback. You didn't get the second best quarterback. You didn't get the we don't know who's the best quarterback. And I'll raise my hand and tell you that I got a lot of questions about J.J. McCarthy. But you know what makes me so happy about today? Is the fact that yesterday, when our favorite football team was maneuvering in round one to get bona fide future stars into this organization, they didn't mortgage the future. They didn't do it. They didn't trade two ones and another one in the future to move up to get a guy. They didn't do it. But not only that, the press conference earlier today, 2 o'clock, where J.J. McCarthy met the media, he won the press conference. And I know that a lot of you will be like, well, he won the press. Well, that doesn't mean anything. Like, he's got to go play the game. I'm aware he's got to go play the game. You play to win the game. He has to go out there and do it. He has to take care of business. But the introduction today, I loved it. I loved it. Let's hear from J.J. We got two J.J.'s now. We got Justin Jefferson. That's the OG. That's the original J.J. And now we got, I mean, he is. Come on now. And now we got J.J. McCarthy. Let's start with why he wanted to be a Viking.
Obviously, just the organization's outstanding. And then you add the players and the pieces that are around it and the coaches and just everything about, you know, being in the Midwest is something that I always gravitate towards. And, you know, it was just the perfect fit for me. And, you know, I talk with a lot of the quarterbacks throughout this process, and it was the perfect fit for them too. So, you know, just extremely blessed to be here. Obviously, it's a, you know, huge honor, and I hope to just, you know, prove them right.
All right, this is J.J. McCarthy on how he was feeling on draft day.
I woke up that morning and I felt like my stomach was in my throat. It was just one of those big days, you know, for all of us that are going through this process that, you know, it's once in a lifetime. You try to soak it all in. But, you know, when that phone call came around, it was, you know, something different, a feeling that I can't describe.
And the other thing that, and I'll bring this up because I brought it up many times, and we can talk about this in basketball, we can talk about it in football. We can talk about this in other various different sports. Not so much with regards to baseball, because baseball is so much about numbers. But I do, and I've given them credit a lot here, ever since they won the national championship. We can sit here and we can talk about J.J. McCarthy and what we haven't seen from him, okay? Do I think that he has a ceiling or he has a lot of growth, room for growth? There's no question about it. The thing that I do love about him, he's a winner. This guy is an absolute winner. When he had to make throws, he made those throws. When he had to make plays with his legs, he made those plays. Game-winning plays. He is a winner. And J.J. McCarthy, all he wants to do is win.
It means everything because, you know, the way I view the game of football is, you know, winning's the ultimate thing you strive for. And, you know, I'm a believer. Every place I've been, it's the ability to attract winning, that's a byproduct of what you do on a day-to-day basis and, you know, how you water your roots to get those apples off that tree. And just being able to continue and evolve to, you know, get to the success that we want to get to as an organization, it's going to be a fun ride, and I just can't wait to do it with a great group of people and, you know, a great, you know, top-down organization.
Hey, JJ, talk to me about this Vikings offense, please.
Honestly, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, you know, Aaron Jones, the big boys, Christian Darrisaw, Brian O'Neill, I just met him earlier, you know, Garrett Bradbury, all great pieces. You know, there's so many more that I can sit up here and just list all of them. But, you know, a lot of great pieces that make this organization what it is. And, you know, Justin is just a key part of that. And, you know, he already let me know I go by Jets, so we don't get any confusion there. Yeah, it'll be great to get that connection going with all the guys. And he's definitely a key piece to that.
A lot of things from J.J. McCarthy here, but one final thing before we get to break, and then we can get to your phone calls and texts here in a second, is, well, Dallas Turner, phenomenal defensive player. This is J.J. on Dallas Turner, the defensive player from Alabama.
Game wrecker. Somebody that could affect, you know, the game at all times. You know, somebody that we're going to have to make sure our mic point is directed towards his side. You know, Chris Braswell, another great player, but, you know, we knew 15 was somebody we were going to have to worry about. And, you know, it's going to be amazing not being able to, you know, get hit by him now. You know, in practice, might get a little dicey. I don't know how it is as a rookie. But, you know, I'm just super blessed to have him on the team, not just because of the great player he is, but, you know, the great person. You know, I got to spend some time with his family on the plane and just, you know, made it the right roots and really just appreciative that Coach O'Connell, Kwesi, the Will family added him to the team because he's a great addition.
Hey, look, we'll see how this all plays out. We'll see if J.J. is a player or not. We'll see if he makes the great transition from college to the pros. That story will be told, and we'll all see how it plays out. So we're not going to make any definitive statements about we know that he's going to be. I don't know. I mean, if you want to make that statement, go ahead and make that statement. But I'll say this. I like what I heard today. And I know that people say, well, he's just talking. So what? I like what I heard today. 651-461-9226. That's the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. We'll take your phone calls. We'll read your text. And we'll hear from Kevin O'Connell. And we'll do that next year on The Lake Show. All right, 651-461-9226, the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. I feel good about what the Vikings did. And let's be clear here. Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi know they're on the clock. Phenomenal first year. Took a step back this past season. Bottom line is that you have to add to what you have. Have to. You have to add to what you had. And if that means mortgaging some of the middle round picks for now, then I'm fine with that. They didn't give up a ton to get an elite player like Dallas Turner. The talk and text line. Few things.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the 651. Henry, how big of a chance is it for somebody to go from college to the NFL? Is that a huge change? Oh, they said change, not chance. Is it a huge change even though they were superstars in college? It depends. There's no exact science for that. You have guys that come out of smaller schools that transition and are superstars. And then you have guys that go to big-name universities and end up being bust. So that it's kind of tricky. That analysis, how you evaluate that, it becomes tricky. And then they also follow up with how come Green Bay always can get a good quarterback? They train and find good quarterbacks all the time. How do they do that? Well, their scouting department. They're good there. Some teams are just better than others. Like, when you think about defensive players,
mm-hmm.
the Pittsburgh Steelers are as good as you're going to find. Their front office, their scouting department are outstanding. You would say that the Kansas City Chiefs, they're pretty good at finding wide receivers.
Baltimore as well. Like, Baltimore is really, really good. I think one of the things that we're going to hear about J.J. McCarthy in relation to, you know, the transition from college to the pros is a pro-style offense. And we hear it, and sometimes it gets thrown around, and, you know, what does it really mean? Jim Harbaugh was coaching the San Francisco 49ers. He brought that concept, that offensive design from the NFL to Michigan. So you can say, you know, when you hear a pro-style offense, J.J. McCarthy is more prepared in terms of how he was able to function in something that's going to be similar to what he's seeing here in the NFL, where, you know, there used to be some of these quarterbacks that put up great numbers in college, but they never adjusted to the pros because it was a spread style offense with the wide splits. You know, Mizzou ran it, Chase Daniel, Blaine Gabbert, you know, Marcus Mariota ran it. The late Colt Brennan from Hawaii put up a ton of numbers, but it never worked because it was such a different philosophy. So I feel like that's also one thing that maybe J.J. McCarthy's got going in his favor. So hopefully that kind of helps a little bit.
And, you know, one thing about the dynamics of sports is that does it help your profile if you went to a bigger name school? Yeah, it helps your profile. It doesn't mean that you're going to be successful.
No,
it
doesn't
mean Manuel, who currently now does some analyst work for ESPN, he was a first-round pick for the Buffalo Bills at quarterback out of Florida mm-hmm. State. E.J. Manuel never did anything in the NFL. And I like E.J. Manuel. I think he's good on television, whatever. But it just didn't work out. Well, heck, one of the best guys right now, Dan Orlovsky on ESPN.
Yeah.
He didn't pan out, but he came out of UConn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's – that one's kind of tricky in terms of, like, trying to figure out how to evaluate who's going to be elite, who's going to be solid, and who's going to be a bust.
Well, two guys, Joe Flacco went to Delaware, and then one guy who was a great player out of Alcorn State, Steve McNair.
Yeah, for
great,
sure.
Great player, but Alcorn State at the time was a D2. Oh, the Falcons are on the clock. I wonder if they're going to pick another quarterback.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the bottom line is that you don't know. It's an inexact science. From the 612, best first-round draft by the Vikings in a long, long time. Thanks, Henry. I would say this. I think that right now, if I had to grade it out, no question in my mind that I'm giving Kwesi a lot of props for what he did yesterday. Because Kwesi had not impressed me the last couple of drafts. He hadn't.
No, and I think a lot of people had that same philosophy. You came out of day one, and this is something that I asked you, like, what would be considered a success and what would be considered a failure? You came out with two positions in need. Now, whether or not J.J. McCarthy is going to be the best quarterback from this draft, it remains to be seen. He was mocked to the Vikings. There are a lot of traits that connected him to the Vikings.
Yep.
I'm still, you know, lukewarm on it, but this is where I said, I'm going to trust Kevin O'Connell that he can get the best out of a guy that's 21 years old. I'm really, really excited about the Dallas Turner.
Oh, I am too.
He's a
stud.
He is a clone. I've seen comparisons to Danielle Hunter, where he's got that same body type. You can do the same sort of things with him. And in Brian Flores' defense, I'm going to give him the benefit of a doubt. So I feel like the Vikings, in terms of positionality and going up to get somebody who was a top 10 talent because of all the quarterbacks that went down, thank you, Bo Nix and Michael Penix, I feel like that really was advantageous to the Vikings to get Dallas Turner.
I'm still stunned at what Atlanta did yesterday. I got to throw that out. Because you mentioned it. They took Michael Penix Jr. They're on the clock right now. They have to go wide out here, right?
I mean, did they call Drake London and let him know? I mean, I'm sorry, but the whole thing is
I think Drake London's okay. I think they need help, though. Like, they need other weapons.
I like Drake London. I'm still a believer in Kyle Pitts. I think that he's a
fit. They did add a couple of wide receivers already. Look at that. Darnell Mooney's one of them.
And Rondale Moore, okay. But, yeah, the Atlanta Falcons.
Defense.
I mean,
they got to go defense.
Well, and you talk about the head coach and the general manager being on the same page. Terry Fontenot, who's been the general manager there for 3 years. Do you see the video of he and Arthur Blank?
Oh, he's trying to explain what the hell he did.
He's trying to explain it. And it's like the guy was there for three. That is the perfect example of the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing.
Yep.
So be thankful for what happened because, I mean, hey, you know, it's not what the pick is. It's what the pick represents.
Okay, I said that you would hear from Kevin O'Connell. Let's get to Kevin O'Connell right now. With regards to J.J. McCarthy, of course, he's excited to have J.J.
All right, guys. Obviously, a very exciting night. We went into this entire draft process, especially after acquiring pick number 23 to pair with pick 11 with the mindset on obviously identifying a quarterback of the future that we could really bring in here and begin the process of coaching and teaching in our environment around our team, our players. We really identified skill set, intangibles, and what we hoped to acquire in a player, and I think we were able to do that. And J.J. McCarthy, very, very excited to have spent a lot of time with him throughout the process. Really was a really well-run process by Kwesi. Anytime you're drafting a quarterback and really identify that as a position, that you're really pinpointing as a goal to come out of the first round with. I think there's a very, very detailed process that has to go, you have to go through fully in many ways. And I'm really happy with the way it all came together. And obviously very excited to have J.J. McCarthy on our team.
Are you as excited? What are your thoughts on Dallas Turner, the elite defensive player that you got out of Alabama?
We had identified Dallas as a guy that we thought was a great fit in Flo's defense, incredibly huge traits and skill set to be a dominant player on the edge for us, and the opportunity to add him to our team. Really want to compliment Kwesi and Rob and the group for finding a way to go and get that done. And
yeah, I'm glad that they got that done. All right, 651-461-9226. That's the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Coming up next, though, we get away from sports. Let's talk about cell phones. The interesting information about the impact of cell phones in our lives. We get to that next year on the Lake Show. Very interesting information here with regards to cell phones. I cannot live without my cell phone. And I'm pretty sure that the majority of you out there listening are the same way. We have that in common, all right? Now, some people use cell phones more than most, and we're all different with regards to cell phone usage. But you need to hear some of these percentages and stats with regards to American cell phone usage and habits. And I say this because, like, I have an uncle that lives in Arkansas. My dad's youngest brother. Or second youngest, actually. And my Uncle Earl never had a smartphone. To this day, flip phone. He's that guy. Flip phone to the day he dies.
I love flip phones, though. Man, I love flip phones.
He is a flip phone guy to the day he dies. once to me years ago when we went from flip phones to smartphones, mm-hmm. that was the game changer. I will never go back to a flip phone. But not everybody wants a flip phone. Some yeah. people want to stay there. They don't want to advance with the technology. They don't need all of that. They don't care yeah. about all of that.
That's about the most
and I respect technology. It.
Yeah, because think about the evolution of cell phones. You had the big, you had the bag phone, then you had the one with the long antenna, and then you get to the flip phone. I mean, the flip phone was great because you could open it up. You wouldn't pocket dial anybody. It was the concept of the flip phone and the T9 texting, like, it made things so much simpler because you didn't have all of these extra apps. And I mean, I didn't even know what an app was for the longest time.
According to reviews.org, more than half of Americans, 56.9%, told them that they are addicted to their cell phone, which is a greater percentage than the year before. Okay, but listen to these stats. And if you'd like to weigh in, you can always hit us up on the phone or the text line, the stylesfinancial.com talking text line, which is 651-461-9226. But listen to these stats. Americans check their phones within the first 10 minutes of waking up. 89% of Americans do that. I absolutely do that. It's the first thing I do. I raise my hand and say I am guilty. The very first thing that I do, because I charge my phone at night, I have it there on the charger, was charging overnight. When I open my eyes, I go to the phone and I take a look to see if there's calls or texts or whatever. That's what I need to do. 75% of Americans feel uneasy leaving their phone at home. Let me repeat that, because I know that a lot of you guys, this is relatable. 75% of Americans feel uneasy leaving their phone at home. I am guilty of that too. I feel naked.
Mm-hmm.
I feel absolutely naked if I don't have my phone on me at all times. If I leave the crib and I get in my vehicle and I get a mile or two away and I'm notice that I don't have my cell phone on me, which is rare, I'm turning around. I am not going to go throughout the day without going back to get my phone.
What is the main thing that makes you uncomfortable when you don't have your phone?
Not being able to get a hold of people when I need to get a hold of them and people not being able to get a hold of me. Bottom line.
Yeah, okay.
Because I feel like I live a super busy life where I'm doing a ton of different things and people got to get a hold of me. Bottom line.
You've got to be accessible. To me, having a 13-year-old and, you know, having family members with health issues, I always want to be available in case something happens. But, yeah, I was just curious because some people are like, I need it for the social media. I feel like social media, I feel, has – when you've got it on your phone, I feel like that is a big reason why people can't leave their phone.
75% check their phones within 5 minutes of receiving a notification. I don't fall in that category. If I get a notification, it's all about what I'm doing. Like, I'm not going to ignore it if I have an opportunity to check it, but I don't go out of my way to check it just because. Like, I could be doing something. I could Zoom meeting, right? You're on Zoom.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of something. If my phone goes off, I don't feel like I have to check it within the first 5 minutes. So I don't fall into that category.
Well, it depends on the notification, doesn't it, though? Like, if it's something...
They're all the same to me.
Okay. I
mean, the only one that's different is having an iPhone. You'll get maybe like an Apple note, and that I'm not checking that because that's just random stuff.
Okay.
Now, this one, I wonder what people have to say about this. 75% of people use their phone on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. 75% is low.
Okay, I thought you were going to say.
No, of course I do. More than 75% of people use the phone on their toilet. Like, stop it. Knock it off.
Those other 25% are lying. It's multitasking.
They're lying.
They're lying.
It's higher than 75%.
What else are you doing while you're firing one off? You're not going to sit there and be like, doo, 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 doo. You're checking your phone. You're doing something. Come on. That's nonsense. That's kooky talk.
It's insane. All right, so have 69% have texted someone in the same room as them before. Yeah, but that's a weird one right there. And this is the reason why I say that's a weird one. Because you got to add context to it.
Yes.
Like if you're in a conference and you see somebody across the auditorium or whatever, and you need to get a hold of them, whatever, I mean, of course you might text them. I don't think that's a big deal. That stat doesn't mean a whole lot to me.
Yeah, to me, most of that will happen if I need to text information to somebody or my wife does. I'm like, hey, can you just send me that link? You know, give it. It's something that you need. It's not because, yeah, to me, it serves a purpose with information or bookmarking or something along those lines. That is when it's relatable to me personally.
All right, 60% sleep with their phone at night. I assume that means that you sleep with the phone near you at night. And of course I do. But like, that's a weird one too, because I don't even understand. Like, you have a phone. What does that mean? You're going to have it in another room?
I mean, are you spooning with your phone? I mean,
is it supposed to be in your vehicle? I mean, I don't understand. What does that mean, sleep with their phone at night?
Yeah.
Does that.
Yeah, because I'm like you. I've got my phone next to me, but it's charging and I've got the alarm on. Like, that is my alarm clock at this point. Like, I need it next to me because that is how I start my day when that goes off.
57% consider themselves addicted to their phones. I would have thought that would have been higher. This one, though, is interesting. This is absolute garbage. This is a lie. 55% say they have never gone longer than 24 hours without their cell phone. That has to be higher than that. You mean to tell me that 45% of people out there say that they do stuff without their cell phone for 24 hours? Not buying that. 47% feel a sense of panic or anxiety when their cell phone battery goes below 20%. I'm not that person because I always keep a charger on me. As you see right now, my phone is charging here in the studio, and we're on the clock.
See, to me, it's a little game. I like to get it all the way down to like 1%.
Oh, no, I'm good.
And then see if I can get it charged up before it goes dead.
No,
and even when it goes dead, I feel like that's a chance for it to kind of reset. So, yeah, I have no problem with letting my battery run all the way down to, like, you know, 2% before I charge it.
You're insane.
yeah.
Now, this is two more. Use or look at their phone on a date. Oof. So I have a rule. I don't look at my phone or anything like that on a date. Now, have I been out on a date where a woman looks at the phone or does something, whatever? Yes. Or if my phone's blowing up and I feel like I have, maybe it seems like it's an emergency or somebody's frantically trying to get hold for whatever reason, I will say to them, hey, I'm sorry, I need a. So 40, I guess that sounds about right, 46%.
What is the most uncomfortable situation you've been in where somebody's been on their phone? You've been on a date. Is there something that's made you really uncomfortable when you've been on a date? Okay.
Nope.
Because my wife and I have been together since 2004. I mean, that was back in the flip phones. So, I mean, it's been 20 years since we've gone on a date. So it's – well, not since we've gone on a date, but – since I've had to even think about that. So I'm just very curious. Okay.
And then the last one is use or look, 27% use or look at their phone while driving. That should be 80%. And I'm going to tell you why.
Easily.
Use or look at their phone while driving. First off, we all have done it where you will look at something on your phone at a light, where you're stopped, whatever. Everybody's done it. And then also, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, they have the whole thing with the maps and stuff.
The GPS.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
You're using it.
We all – I mean, I will glance at it just to make sure that I know what
I'm going. Yep.
What I've got
Me
coming
too.
Up. And it doesn't mean that you're sitting there and you're just like, okay, I'm looking. You might have it because – when you're driving, you're looking around anyway. So you've got your eyes on the road. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. You're looking at your odometer, your speedometer, everything. But there's nothing to me. It's like, okay, I'm glancing. I glance at it quick, make sure that the roads are still clear, and then I go from there. But yeah, I mean, how do they define looking at your phone? I feel like that's kind of a gray area. Like, yeah, looking at it could be several things.
All right, real quick, final one that I want to get to. This one, it says, how often we check our phones per day. They say that we check our phones. Americans check their phones 144 times a day. Are you going over or under?
I would go over that.
Yeah, I'm over too.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, we've all got cell phone. It is. We've all got cell phone addiction. Own it.
We look at our phones 144 times a day.
What is the main thing you use your phone for?
Texting. Texting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Texting. Yep. All right. 651-461-9226. Your reaction, your thoughts. Final segment for this hour next. I love when Roger Goodell or whoever announces the draft picks, because they switch it up, right? After the first round, you'll see the legends, the alumni, NFL alumni. You'll see military members. You'll see fans that get an opportunity of all ages to get up there and say, I want to see whoever calls and announces the coolest, most unique name in this year's draft. I want to see when Kool-Aid McKinstry
yes.
is announced at the podium. Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama, the cornerback. I want to see when his name is called. And I really want Roger to be the one to make that call. Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Raj only works one day. Raj can't work two
days.
He's
there tonight.
Well, he's there, but I mean, he's not making the pick. He's not. No, he's there, but. So do you have to say, you know, with the blah, 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 pick. Blah blah's, you know, such and such team is drinking the Kool-Aid. How do you introduce Kool-Aid? If you were to do it, how would you introduce Kool-Aid? I don't know how you could make it cool.
It just saying Kool-Aid McKinstry is cool enough. That's his. When you look at the scroll, when they come back from commercial here, it's going to say Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh, I know that's his name.
I know, but that's cool in itself.
But, you got to gussy it up, though, if you're going to say Kool-Aid. You know, do you go Kool-Aid? Do you make, like, a drinking motion? I mean, it's.
I don't think you do any of that.
You don't do it?
Like just call the man's name the way he's supposed to call it, like everybody else's.
Well, then call the real name.
Don't make a production out of it. No, that's his name.
The dude's name is Kool-Aid, okay?
Yeah,
you're pretty much going to make a production out of it anyway.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
You're going to screw it up is what you're going to do. You sound like somebody that would totally screw it up. And, like, the same way that you would say Reggie Bush or J.J. McCarthy, Kool-Aid McKinstry. Mm-hmm. The Kool-Aid.
Yes, the Kool-Aid McKinstry. Man.
Stop it.
You know what you do is you go up there and go, oh, yeah. Kool-Aid, oh, yeah.
You're the definition of doing too much. Doing too much.
Dude, Rocky Sin changed his name to Rocky Sin. I mean, it's, come on. You got a name.
Like
you got a name like that. You got to expect it, you know. But you're going to make it memorable.
Which
right?
which former Viking is going to call a pick this weekend?
I don't know because it's going to be on Saturday.
I know. I'm going to tell you who's not.
I don't know who's.
And
that?
God bless him.
Yeah.
We've hung out a few times, but it ain't gonna be TK. Tommy Kramer. It ain't going to be TK. No, it's not.
Well, it's not going to be like your John Randall or, you know, Chris Carter, anybody like that.
TK took some hits, man, I tell you.
Yeah. The Jim McMahon, I saw that, you know.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen – how is Jim doing now? Because he's got – well, I don't want to say he's got CTE, but there was – remember, there was a thing on ESPN about him. And
yeah.
He was in rough shape.
Yeah, he's had some issues, but yeah. I know that – I thought I saw something that because you were talking about TK and Jim McMahon, it got me thinking that I saw, and this is pretty cool. It might not necessarily mean anything, but that they gave JJ McCarthy the blessing to wear number 9, which
well,
I thought, you know,
that's you thought that was what
I thought that was cool, you know. So, yeah, you can wear number 9.
Tommy Kramer and
Jim McMahon.
They gave him the blessing.
To wear number 9. Yeah.
He needed the blessing of them to do that?
I don't think he needed the blessing, but
that's ridiculous.
I think they just said, "Yeah, it's cool that he wears number 9."
Who currently wears number 9 for the Vikings?
I don't know.
Look it up. Tristan? Look it up. Who's currently wearing number 9 for the Vikings? Now did he have to get permission from Tommy Kramer and McMahon? Who is it? Tristan Jackson?
Tristan Jackson, yeah.
Come on. I'm just saying. That's ridiculous.
But Tristan Jackson is the quarterback. You know,
so what does it matter? He's still wearing number 9.
It's different, though. It's different when you're a quarterback.
How's it different?
I mean, it's a different, you know, different position. You know, we're now in an era where NFL players wear all sorts of different numbers. You know? I mean,
we said the same. What did Irv Smith? Didn't he wear Randy Moss' number?
He did.
And what we said, we laughed at it, right?
We did. 84 should have been one of those that should be in the Ring of Honor.
The same way that I'm laughing at Irv Smith wearing Randy Moss's number, I'm laughing at you got to get permission to wear number 9. Knock it off. Knock it off. I love TK. That's my guy.
Yeah.
But stop it.
I don't think you needed permission, but I mean, it's always nice when you're thinking about the kids. You got my blessing.
Coming up next, there's a conversation that I heard about on the Chad Hartman show, and I even heard it mentioned on Drive Time with DeRussia. Let's not normalize not showering. What are we doing? We get to that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.